Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go, baby boys. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. What's up, motherfuckers? Bruh, 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 bruh. Stand up. Pull your car over right now. Stop your car. Stop your fucking car. Get out. Stand on top of the fucking hood and fucking scream that you're a real ass dude. Let everyone fucking know that it's Monday. It's fucking May 17th. You're a real ass fucking dude, and you're not going to take it no more. Today's the fucking day. Go buy a gun. Today you're going to threaten somebody with a gun. Today's your day. Who are you going to threaten today?
You.
Ooh. Yeah. I fucking like
you
it.
You motherfucker.
I like it. Yeah. You're coming in hot. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Welcome.
Welcome. How you doing, bud?
We have a great show planned. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
How you doing, man?
What's up, kid?
Feeling good.
We got a full week of shows, right?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Finally. It's been a while since we've had a full week in studio together.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. I'm very happy.
And we're on the road.
We're going to get into that. We're going to do plugs. We're going to do all of that, guys. We're going to fucking slowly get into this fucking thing. You know, it's a great song where people don't talk about it? Sum 41.
Which one?
I need proof of this.
Fat Lip?
Yeah, that one. That's a classic.
By the way, the fact that I speak Lewis that well.
Yeah,
you should do this. Where he was,
Wow.
They
don't know us at all. We laughing old people fall. That song, yeah.
Keep it funny. You know, dude, I'm not gonna give all the money to Sum 41 today. It's how good the song is. Crank it. Let's go. While we introduce our guests, we're cranking Sum 41. Yeah. Does this bother you as a black man? This music?
I mean, it's starting to trigger me a little bit, but I can deal with it. I can push through it.
Look, we have a great show planned today. You know that voice, ladies and gentlemen. You know him from his podcast, Two Jacked Bros. That is Sidney Gant.
What's up?
The fucking famous Philly fucking jiu-jitsu fucking brother from another mother with a... I bet you got a big dick, Sidney, don't you?
It's I like it.
Yeah. I know he's got a big dick because I grappled with him and I put my hand right on his fucking dick.
You got 2-on-1 control.
Was that on purpose? Was that to?
Is it the
to know? Was it to know?
It was a move.
Was it to know?
Well, yeah, because I didn't know what I was going into. It's like psychologically, I was like, "What has he got working with?" I was like, "God damn it, dude!"
Sidney's the only guy you can shoot a triple leg on.
How quickly in the wrestling fighting Sidney did you have to know his dick size? Did it factor into the rest of your moves?
What I would do is, because I'm fighting Jason Ellis, apparently October 29th, as soon as he will sign the fucking contract, as soon as he sends that contract over, we're going to make that happen.
What, in Vegas?
In Vegas.
He's going to fuck you up
your
so
mother's
going to
fuck me up so
I
bad,
I saw
dude.
Your fight. I was at
you
your
don't,
last
you don't
fight.
Know, dude.
I
you
saw
know.
It.
I'm going to walk
by
right
second
to...
round, you guys were egg noodles. Both of you.
I'm going to walk
you
right up to Jason Ellis, and I'm going to grab his dick right at the weigh-ins.
Oh, shit, dude.
To know what I'm dealing with.
Trick them out.
It's going to do two things.
Yeah.
Number one, I'm going to have a little bit more data to know what I'm working with against him. Because if he's got a big fat cock, I think that's not good for him. Big dicks are not good for fighting.
No, they're not.
Okay,
good
big
for
dicks.
Fighting at all.
You are complacent in life. You got a big fat dick, big balls. you're like, dude. You know what? I'm cool. Guys with little dicks have something to prove. Okay, so I'm going to guarantee that Jason Ellis has a bigger dick than me, and that is going to be a massive advantage that I have going into this fight.
You should take his hand and put it on your dick at the weigh
to show him what I have.
Let him
no,
know
because
that you're
that,
going to win.
That's where it'll bite you in the ass, Sidney. Because if he knows
now, you two are all hard, and you just want to bite each other's asses.
You're just kissing each other. No, he's going to bite me in the ass because it's not a psychological advantage to know that the other guy is a smaller dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it is an advantage to have a smaller dick. But in his mind, if he feels my smaller package, he's going to go, all right, mate, I'm going to kill this girl. He's going nothing. And then that's going to pump him up even more. I don't want
you call that a penis.
Yeah, I don't want to give him any psychological advantages. Okay, so he's not touching my dick, but I will walk right up to him. You guys mark my words. At the weigh-ins, I walk right up to him. I fucking grab his package, give it a nice little fucking, man. Like, all right. And then he's going to be like, what the fuck is going on
right
now?
You are going so far to rationalize your homosexuality.
What?
It's
don't
unbelievable.
Don't be a hateful piece of shit.
I'm not being
hateful. Have you never been in a fight before?
I'm just trying to help Lewis come out of the
fucking little schoolgirl show over here.
Yeah, you know me. Yeah, just fucking walking around. I've never grabbed another dude's dong just to know.
I'm the homo here. Yep.
Yeah, you sound like somebody that was just bullied.
Yeah.
How did you defend yourself against bullies if you weren't grabbing dong?
I used my fucking mind.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Sean Patton is trying to out-alpha me on my own show right now, and I want to show everyone what it's like to fail at out-alphaing the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Oh, you got me, dude. I guess I'll leave. Oh, fuck. You got me with the horns.
You got a rap horn, dude.
Hell yeah, doggy. So, look, we have a great show planned today, but I'm still waiting on the contract from Jason Ellis. Guys, make sure you tweet at Jason Ellis right now. Hashtag send the contract. Hashtag EllisMania21. Is Jason Ellis afraid of me? Does he see the fact that my arms are looking pretty goddamn good lately? Shannon, did you not notice?
They are, and you know what? I was watching an older clip of you from Legion of Skanks, which I don't want to mention what it is at this time, but your arms were very defined back then, but not as big. They're bigger now.
So what do you like more? Do you like a more defined Lewis, or do you like a bigger
Lewis? Bigger
Lewis. Ooh, shit. Shannon comes in horny sometimes. Some days she just comes in, she's like a dude. She didn't fucking rub it out this morning, and she's just walking around like a little sex kitten all day.
I've noticed your arms have gotten bigger.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed.
He's reverse out-alphaing me right now, guys.
I'm trying to draw you out. I don't know
what the fuck is going on right now, dude. He's reverse out-alphaing me. Yeah, dude. I'm not stupid.
I almost pulled my sleeves down. I only have definition. I have no size.
No, Sydney, you're jacked, dude.
Definition, I think, is equally as important, if not more.
Sydney, what belts are you in jiu-jitsu?
Blue belt.
See, here's the thing. Sydney was one of the people that, when I grappled with him, it gave me confidence. I'm sorry.
Was that an insult?
Yeah, because he had a blue belt, and I held my own. I didn't beat him or anything, but I did hold my own with him.
How many black belts in jiu-jitsu actually exist?
Enough.
Yeah?
There's a lot.
Because it's like, it's what, 20 years to get a black belt? Maybe longer?
I mean, maybe for some people. I'll probably get mine next year.
Yeah.
Straight from blue to black.
But wait, what's next year? 20 years?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. Sydney's a beast.
Sydney actually gets an alligator belt.
Oh,
very athletic, Sydney. But we grappled, and I did feel like I could hold my own with him and not fucking just get dominated. And I was like, okay, I have something going on here.
That's pretty awesome.
Sydney, back me up on this. Tell him how great I was.
Yeah, you're slick. It's a very slick grappler, man. I couldn't even grab your dick.
Say he tried to.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm logging all this for next time I'm in a fight. Just like, good. Find out.
You
find
have
out what you're dealing with.
So, yeah, guys, make sure you guys hashtag tweet at Jason Ellis, put it on his Instagram, hashtag send the contract, hashtag Team Rattlesnake. At this point, I'm just waiting on it. I'm waiting on the fucking, and by the way, I'm expecting to get paid on this. I'm not putting my body and mind on the line for nothing.
Where are you going to do it?
When? It's supposed to be October 29th.
No, I mean where?
Las Vegas.
I mean where? Like where?
It's the same place as last time, but they changed the venue. They changed the
Hard Rock?
It's not. It's no longer. It's still the Hard Rock, but it's something attached to the Hard Rock. Whatever the venue's called.
Oh, that was a good fight.
Yeah,
that was a fun experience.
I'm fucking ready, doggy. You loved it. I was
fucking there. I was the only one on your corner.
I'm 10 times.
It was a bunch of LA.
I'm 10 times as good as I was during the Ryan O'Neal fight. Right now, I'm 10 times as good as I was. The old Louis Chico was. Oh, do you know what I would do to the old Louis Diggle? I wish I could go back in time and
grab his dick.
Dude. The old Louis Diggle would fuck you up. You're too confident, dude.
No, dude.
The old Louis Diggle, he wanted it too much.
First of all, we'd grab each other's dicks, we'd realize we were exact same dick size. My dick is not grown, his dick is not shrunken, okay? So that would be a wash. Immediately, we'd be like, we have even dicks. So then it would just be based off of technique and physical endurance. And I'm a better fighter today than I was during the Ryan O'Neal fight.
Yeah, that confidence might have the old Luis J. Gomez fucking you up.
No, dude. Luis J. Gomez, first of all, old Luis J. Gomez, the Ryan O'Neal fight, had a broken hand, subluxed shoulder. My rib was popping out.
For that fight?
For the fight, during the fight.
Would you fight with a broken hand and a popped out rib right now?
I'd have to. I'm not going to pull out of the Jason Ellis fight. This is the Jason Ellis move. If Jason Ellis fucking popped his rib, he'd be like, I got to put out. I can't do it. That's my Australian, yeah.
I could hear the popped rib in your accent. It was
my rib. Ow!
I could hear it in there.
Ow, me fucking rib, mate. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna pull out of the fort.
God, it's like I feel his pain. Yeah. Wait, why won't he? Have you ever agreed, like verbally? Or like, man, like, have you ever been like, hey, we're doing this?
Yeah, we are 100% doing it. They just got to they got to send the contract. I got to see the contract. We got to agree to the terms. I got to get fucking paid. I'm trying to get Shannon in my corner as well. Shannon, will you come out to Vegas and dress all slutty and be in my corner?
Yeah.
And blow me if I win?
No.
Come on, Shannon.
Shannon, I would take those odds.
Shannon, all right, fine. If I don't win, you win $1,000. But if I do win, you have to blow me.
Shannon, I mean, Jesus Christ.
It's pretty good.
Guaranteed grand.
Yeah, but Shannon, you have to blow me. And if you don't, I'm allowed to take your mouth.
Is this 1,000 real dollars? Because you already owe me 700 in cryptocurrency.
You should be so fucking lucky. You're lucky that I offered you that, because you know how much that Cardano's worth now?
Yeah, but I don't have it. You didn't give it to me.
No, I know. I should have given it to you at that moment. You'd be fucking have like $1,200 right now.
Wait, Cardano, is that another cryptocurrency? Yeah.
We don't talk. Look. We have we don't talk it on the show anymore.
I brought it up, so.
You specifically have to go to my Twitch channel to hear me talk about that subject.
Oh, okay, good.
It's a douchey. Anybody who's talking that subject, they're fucking real douchebags.
What, the worst crypto?
People. Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even allowed to say the word. Every time I say the word, I got to give Shannon another $100 of it.
Okay.
I'm never going to get.
Probably not.
Why? I don't want to get into it. It makes my head.
It was just being discussed too much.
It sucks.
Not just this show. It's just a million shows.
It sucks. I mean, I'm up like $2,900, but it's not even a big deal. But it sucks.
Yeah, I don't even understand it mathematically. I don't get cryptocurrency.
Neither do I. I mean, I just moved my money from my savings account into this crypto thing, and then it's growing. What? Fuck! Yeah, fuck!
Buddy.
God damn it.
I'm like, what?
You're welcome, Shannon. I just made you $100. You're welcome.
Thank you.
That was a slide jujitsu, mental jujitsu.
That's what I do.
Yeah, mental jujitsu right there.
Oh, boy. All right, so RIP to a real one, New Jack. New Jack passed away. Do we have any sort of like video tribute?
Well, who's New?
ECW wrestling.
Wakanda?
Oh. Like,
I do have the video where he clotheslined you.
It's not a video tribute, but we could show that if you'd like, Shannon. We had New Jack and Legion of Skanks twice, and apparently had a heart attack.
How old was
the weekend? He's in his 50s.
Is it a delayed reaction from clotheslining you?
Yeah, dude. My heart was, my chest was so strong that it gave him a heart attack.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, years later. It was like a five-finger death punch.
Yeah,
I just
don't want the girls
again.
Don't worry about
them. Dude, that Luis J. Gomez would fuck you up. Are you kidding me?
No, that was, I was lean, but I'd fucking...
That's Bane right there.
Listen. I would bend this Luis J. Gomez over and take his butt from him at any given moment. And I'd like it, because look how lean I was. Look how fucking lean I was. Look how tight those jeans were, doggy.
Oh, ponytail Jay Oakerson.
Damn, look at all the sluts in the background. Damn, doggy, we used to rule.
Those are the days.
This was fucking great, dude. That's when we were at the creek.
Just a bunch of sluts leaving the fucking last podcast on the left furniture stinking.
There we go.
Yo, is that my man Chris Wood in the background?
Yeah. By the way, his hands were so calloused and meaty, and I looked in his face and I was like, "Oh, he likes hurting people." There was a look in his eye that was like, "I get enjoyment out of hurting people."
Yeah, you just realized what you volunteered for. Right?
Yeah, no, it sucks.
Your body language completely changed.
Dude, it's like this is about because
I don't know, I don't know what he's going to do. I
so
don't
you think it's. Oh, a chest
I'm fucking nervous. I'm nervous, and I know
you think it's a dick. Right, he's going to grab your dick and find out.
No, I know it's going to be a clothesline. Jay thought it was going to be a chest slap.
Because I thought that also watching the clip.
Get the fuck out of here.
We're just holding hands for way too long. This is like a romantic moment between me and New Jack. This is the closest New Jack had ever been to a human being. This is a moment. Look how handsome
I was. And you're chewing gum.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a fucking gangster. Yeah, chewing gum like a...
I should have bit my tongue off. Damn, look at my fucking definition.
Yeah, you have muscles in your armpits.
I was fucking jacked.
Ouch.
Jacked.
How'd that feel?
My fucking muscles?
That's
all the sluts that got the fucking party with me.
Yeah. Would you think it was gay to jerk off to that old picture of you?
I wish I had some fucking video of me fucking chicks at that time.
Yeah.
The only pornos that I got on my phone are just me being a fucking fat slob. Just a pudgy fucking...
You would need it to be... You couldn't jerk off to that video of you getting clotheslined? I mean, you were sexy in that.
That was fucking hot.
Yeah.
That was hot. That was some of the best Luis J. Gomez.
Have you gained weight?
Have I gained weight?
I can't. I mean, you just look more inflated, but I can't tell. Are you fatter?
I'm fatter. I'm less shape. I'm older. I'm slower. And I'm less funny.
But you would then be able to defeat your old self.
I'm a little bit dumber. I have more experience. I could fuck up my old self with ease. With ease.
I don't know. How do you side on this?
I know he brought up the experience word. Experience does play a large role.
The amount of jiu-jitsu that I've done and the amount of sparring that I've done compared to it's not even a debate. It's not even a fucking debate. Oh my god. Oh, I wish I could. I wish I could beat up old me. It would be so much fun.
Dude, we're gonna instigate a fight between Luis J. Gomez and old Luis J. Gomez.
I'm my own looper, but it's just from like 2 years.
Loser.
Yeah. I gotta prove to these pussies on a podcast that I ain't no bitch.
By defeating myself, finally.
Hell yeah, doggy.
What would you like if you appeared in front of yourself? How long ago was that?
Shannon, pull up the artwork by Unending Grimes in the chat. It was from 10:27 a.m., so you're going to have to go back a few minutes, but it's fucking hilarious. I just looked on the fucking chat screen. It's so funny. Let's do plugs real quick in the meantime. We'll do that, and then let's get back into this fucking show. We had a great show planned today. Lots to talk about. An incredible show planned today. R.I.P. New Jack. We're going to be celebrating his life all day, pulling up different moments throughout. Look at this. Look at that. It's uncomfortable. And Shannon, you look fucking... Look at those titties. Shannon, wait. Did you decide if you're going to blow me versus the $1,000 in Vegas? My girlfriend, I bet you she would be okay with this. If I said, Shannon, my employee, because she's... My chick's fucking Israeli. She's fucking straight up. We're going to talk about that as well. Like, should I be with standing with my Israeli girlfriend, or should I be standing with all the other Muslims that are
throwing rocks at her pussy?
I have no idea. I don't know what's going on with the Gaza Strip, but I'll tell you right now. We're going to break it down today on the Real Ass Podcast. All we're going to get to the bottom of it. The Gaza Strip. Shannon, put that in the notes. Okay. Shannon, I think my girlfriend would agree to you blowing me if I won the fight. I think she would agree.
So I understand your point, Zach, but Luis has this look that he keeps winning all of these matches that I feel like I said this, then he would end up winning.
I know you suck my dick so good. Oh, Shannon, and I would fucking, I do it, I let it be slow.
Here's the thing, Shannon, take yourself out of the equation.
Yeah.
Either outcome is hilarious.
Yeah, if it's not me.
It just makes it funnier, and then that way if Luis wins, we have that to look forward to is your humiliation.
Yeah, well, it is me, though.
My dick is growing right now thinking about this. I want everyone to realize what my face looks like when I have a boner.
He's getting better at jiu-jitsu the more we talk.
This is it right here, guys. If you want to know what I am like when I have an erection, boom, here we go. Boom, boom, pow. Boom, boom, pow. Boom, boom, pow.
It's a mental game.
Black Eyed Peas. That's when I get a boner. That's what I hear.
Black Eyed Peas?
All just different Black Eyed Peas tracks.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I hear that Sum 41 song. So that's why it was bad when you started scatting it at me earlier. I was like, oh, buddy. You're starting this off on the wrong or the right way.
Hell yeah. Sydney Gant, what do you got the plug?
You can check out Two Jack Bros, my podcast, where me and my wife, we just, you know, try to stay ourselves and reach enlightenment somehow.
I love it. Do me a favor, Joey, there's a bug in my coffee. Go I mean, it looks like somebody's pranking me right now. Look at this bug. What? Listen, I understand that you fucking live in a crypt, but fucking please keep your bugs away from my coffee.
What's wait? So
I feel like every time I watch this show, you're sending your coffee back.
It's crazy.
By the way, Joey dude, really does look like a mortician in a movie.
Yeah, dude.
Where he's like eating a sandwich over a body.
He looks like, what's the other kid's name that was here all the time that you would just torture? Dylan? No.
Dylan, yeah.
He looks like Dylan if he was locked like inside for a year.
Right.
And he grew his hair out and... When I saw him at first, I was like, how long has it been since I've done this podcast?
Like, God damn it, dude. They were going to torture you, Dylan.
Dylan grew his hair out.
Yeah. Sean, what do you got to plug?
See me at the Secret Group in Houston, Texas on the 28th of May. And then before that, the 27th at the Addison Improv in Dallas. And then before that, the 26th at the Brick House Comedy Club in Oklahoma City.
Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Got other shows on the network. Bye, guys. Ian Finance, Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Catalyst Wrestling. And Friday nights at midnight, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show. Check them all out. And then I'll be at the Troma Dance Film Festival at the Mahoning Drive-In Theater in Layton, Pennsylvania, June 11th and 12th. On the 12th is the in-person premiere of my new movie, hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm. Really, really happy with it. And I would love to see some people out there.
Did you make that? Did you direct this?
I assistant directed it, and I got an additional material by.
Oh fuck it! How do you like assistant directing?
It's pretty baller.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Joey. I appreciate it. Some live stuff coming up this week. If you're listening live, May 19th, this Wednesday night, we got a show at Stress Factory, New Brunswick, New Jersey. Luis J. Gomez presents The Depraved. Me and a bunch of my friends doing fucked up jokes. You guys are going to love it. On this week's lineup, we got Dave Smith, we got Ari Shaffir, Aaron Berg, Mike Cannon, Colin Turrell. The lineup is fucking bonkers. Come the fuck out. There's a handful of tickets left. I know the tickets are selling very well. They just asked me if I wanted to do it at the other venue as well. So we may have another date coming to you very, very soon. But then this Friday night, me and Zach Amico back on the road.
The fuck was that? It's excitement. There's excitement for all in your throat.
God, holy shit, dude.
Yeah. That boner you had earlier ejaculated inward.
Oh my God. I feel like that. I just created a new COVID-19 in my throat right now. It's not good. Everyone should leave. This isn't okay what just happened. Myself, Zach Amico, Colin Turrell, this Friday night, The Farm at Carter Hill in Marlboro, Connecticut, lewisofskanks.com. You can grab your tickets right there. Also got some more dates coming up the end of the month. I'll be in Austin, Texas. Legion of Skanks Live is already sold out. Zach's going to be on that as well. We have another Depraved on May 30th at the Creek and Cave. Love it. Austin is bumping. I haven't been there since the whole fucking... insurrection of fucking crazy talented comedians and all the clubs that are opening up. So we're very excited to go down there and have some fun with you guys in Austin. So grab your tickets for The Depraved May 30th at the Creek and Cave. Then I'm going to be in Las Vegas June 4th and 5th at the Plaza. Grab your tickets for that as well. I'll be in San Diego. I got Uncle Vinny's coming up in July. I got a lot of dates coming up, guys. Boston, we're looking at a date right now. Denver, lots of dates coming up this spring or this summer and this fall. So go to lewisofskanks.com, grab your tickets. And if you guys love the show, you can support the show directly by subscribing at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Gasdigitalnetwork.com, you get the entire on-demand library for every show that I do. Everything. Nearly 20,000 hours of streaming content that you cannot get anywhere else. So go to Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Save $1.50 a month. It's only $8 a month. You get access to everything. Wow. Holy shit. Holy shit.
That I think the thing earlier lubed your throat up for that. Wow. It came out just fucking
that was crazy.
Slick, dude. I just got back from the Creek. It was like 3 weeks ago, but
how was it?
It's fucking amazing.
Awesome.
It's like she paid a penance. I was telling them, it's like she paid a penance here with this venue.
Yeah.
And somehow this one's just is great.
That's awesome. I love Rebecca. I don't know what's going on. We're supposed to have Tony Hinchcliffe on the Skank Show. I don't know if we're going to be allowed to. I have no idea. I still don't know. I don't know if Rebecca's avoiding my phone calls. I called her twice about it already just to see what's up.
Well, he's getting blackballed to that point where people...
Oh, yeah. People are fucking keeping their distance.
Wow.
Yeah, people are pussies.
I mean, it was also fucking dumb.
It was dumb, but still, it doesn't matter if it was dumb. It's still a joke. Dumb joke or not dumb joke. It's a joke. It is what it is.
Yeah, but try fucking harder.
Sure.
Like, I don't know.
Did you see the whole clip?
I saw
the whole clip. Yeah.
When he goes, you people think I'm being serious.
No, the entire like 12-minute thing that Ari put out.
The I didn't see
it. Was like, whole, yeah. whole, like yeah. 20 something minutes.
Oh yeah, because yeah, it
it's his whole set.
But it's like it in the year 2021, you got to understand motherfuckers are going to take shit.
Look who you're talking to.
I know. I mean, I know.
So it's yes, but, you're right. I'm not even saying like, oh my god, how crazy is it that he would get in trouble for it? It's more commentary on the comedians that are fucking trashing him for it. It's almost like, you know, that's really the problem because we all fucking make dumb jokes. And there are things that you currently say and have said that another comedian might go like, oh, dude, that's fucking, that could be better. That's lazy or that's easy. Easily. Anybody could look at anybody's set and break something down and try to either be offended by it or say that it's lazy or say it's not up to their personal standard. So, yeah, whatever. I won't spend any time on it because I've talked about this ad nauseum, but it is a joke at the very least.
But at the same time, right, be better. I'm done with that argument that you can just say some shit and then there's no consequences just because you, like, said it. He said some dumb fucking shit. Like, you want it to be classified as a joke, make it funny. Like, just saying the shit is just, it was dumb. It was fucking dumb.
I'll say this about it, because yeah. I watched both sets.
Yeah.
And there was a part during the Chinese comedian. He's Chinese, right?
Yeah.
Peng Dang,
claims
yeah.
Claims he's so. Chinese. The Chinese claiming comedic performer. He got real heartfelt during his set.
Right.
About, you know, like Chinese hate or Asian hate. So when Tony came out and that juxtaposition of him saying that after that heartfelt situation was kind of funny.
Yeah, by the way, I laughed. So here's the thing, and whatever, once again, I don't want to repeat myself and just have the same argument, but to your point, I don't know. I just feel like, where's the standard? Like, who draws that line? Like, who? Like, what do we? Is there some commission that says, well, this is what funny is and this is what not funny is? This is what... you know, is well written, and this is what isn't. I mean, at that point, it's just, once again, South Park's at a best. It's got to all be okay, or none of it's going to be okay.
South Park, they that shit's fucking golden, all of it.
There's maybe some not yeah. not always. Sometimes I've watched South Park, and I'm going like sort of roll my eyes and go, it's kind of easy. I don't know. It's not always.
I guess. I mean, look, I'm not out online. I'm not online bashing.
No, you're
him,
not. You're just
I'm
not that guy. You're having a conversation.
I'm just saying, like, I watched the clip, and what I saw, I'm like, I'm not gonna defend that.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna defend that. Is like. I mean, I'm not saying he can't say that shit. Say whatever the fuck you want. I'm all about say whatever the fuck you want all the time.
Right.
But also deal with the repercussions.
Of course.
If you don't do a good fucking job at saying something, this is the kind of shit that happens to you.
Right. Well, the other problem is we are all constantly on video, constantly.
Because then, I mean, like you talk, hold on, I can say too, like you talk about defending that guy, then why did Rogan just axe him?
You know I don't think saying? That Rogan just axed him. I think that Rogan's playing a different game, and I don't know, but my assumption is behind closed doors, Rogan was like, dude, fuck, this is getting pretty big. He was like, what do you think we should do? And my assumption is Tony's like, let me just fucking get off these shows for a little bit. The smoke will clear and we'll be fine. I don't think Rogan's going to axe him for life. I don't think he's going to never work with him again. My assumption will be he'll be on the podcast within a couple months and talk about it.
Okay.
You should have Kumi on.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if he had Kumi on, why is he? Why? I just feel like I don't know.
What was the evidence that he was axed?
Yeah, it's easy to go like, oh, this guy was axed. I don't think he was axed. I think
I think he's just gonna take a little while the smoke clears.
Yeah, you have to almost separate your. Like I said, I haven't spoken to Tony about that, and I won't speak for him. But my assumption is it's not as cut and dry as Rogan being like, dude, you're fucking done. It was probably behind closed doors, like. Oh, hey, dude, let's just fuck it. Who gives a shit? We're all rich. We're all bazillionaires. Everyone's doing fine. Let's just take you off this next week at the creek, and we'll come back to this in a few weeks. We'll see.
All right, yeah. I mean,
maybe we'll never see him again. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom, you guys know what the fuck's up. They support this show. They're the marquee sponsors for Skankfest. They're supporting my entire fight camp. So they really are in the Luis J. Gomez business. And if you guys are in the market for Kratom, you're over the age of 21 years old, grab it from Yo Kratom. They don't have any promo codes. They don't do any special discounts for the listeners because they already have the best, most affordable prices on Kratom in the world. They're home of the $60 kilo. You get a kilo of drugs. Well, I shouldn't say drugs. It's not drugs. You get a kilo of whatever the fuck Kratom is. Delivered right to your door. When's the last time you got a kilo of anything? Okay? It doesn't happen. Okay? Right now, go to YoKratom.com. Grab some Kratom from them. Support them. They support us. They're the fucking best. So go to YoKratom.com. All right. Where were we? But yeah, whatever. Let's move on. So, Shannon, I saw this story yesterday, and it made me think of you. This is fucking wild. We can watch the entire news clip, because I've never seen anything like this. I was freaking the fuck out.
I experienced it. When I first moved to Staten Island, but
and watch this.
So this is, these are good.
Trillions of tiny invaders will begin their assault on nearly all of the country east of the Mississippi River. They've been laying in wait for 17 years until the time and temperature is right to begin their deafening descent.
Anthony Cumia. Speaking of Anthony Cumia.
Chinese people.
CBS News climate specialist Jeff Biardelli is here with the story. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning again. We are talking about brood 10 cicadas. Think about where you were and what you were doing back in 2004 because these insects have been underground.
Shannon, you were 30.
And while plenty has changed in our society, these cicadas are undergoing a transformation because of climate change.
All right, fast forward a little bit. We get it. Oh, yeah, go back to them crawling up the tree.
Of what are called periodical cicadas will put Hollywood to shame by its sheer size and scope. There are over a dozen known broods of cicadas in the U.S., categorized by when they emerge together from the ground. This one, Brood 10, is considered one of the largest and makes its appearance like clockwork every 17 years.
Like I think it's a pretty big event. I mean, we're talking about trillions of
look at this fucking nerdy bitch.
Emerging,
she's
singing,
so excited.
Calling, finding mates in your backyard.
Dr. Jessica Ware is bugging out with excitement.
Terrible posture.
These are the Brood 10.
She's an entomologist at the American Museum of Natural History in New York.
Bitch needs to go to a cycling class.
Yeah,
be honest.
Don't like a cicada.
She's fucking brood shouldered.
Shed their skins and partake in a month-long mating ritual, making quite the scene. Climbing trees and singing mating songs as loud as 100 decibels. That's the same intensity.
So they
got these cicadas out in the field singing their songs.
Yeah, these fucking ethnic cicadas playing loud music.
Brood 10s.
So there's a series of
look at them.
Cicada spirituals.
Shannon, look at them crawling out of the ground.
A trigger, and if you have a certain hormone level and the temperature of the soil is 64 degrees, it's go time.
And once these cicadas do emerge, time is...
That is fucking... That's happening this summer. All over the place.
Yeah, a trillion of them.
I grew up in the South, dude. That's common. I should tell you.
Oh, I'm fucking sorry. Yeah. You're a fucking hillbilly. We are in New York City. I don't want to fucking see zombie fucking cockroaches crawling out of the ground screaming.
You're gonna be fine. I promise you.
No, dude. Mm-hmm. That's wild. They say they attack people too.
So they're blind. Like they can't see very well. So it's not that they attack you, but they fly like right into you. They get into girls' hair. And they have claws, so it's a freaking gross
nightmare. Wait, is there an actual measurement of the size?
They can kill you. They're poisonous.
How big?
Trillions of them. If one bite is enough venom to kill three children.
Man.
I feel like 2 inches.
I feel like...
Zach, that's huge, right?
2 inches. I mean, that's more than you need.
All right, fine. I'm reporting false information. They do not bite you, and they're not venomous.
No, they're
not at all. There's never been a reporter.
You got me a little scared there. I'm not going to lie. I was like, Jesus
trillions
Christ.
Of venomous cockroaches crawling out of the ground.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, they're mostly a hassle to clean up. They just come out and party at the ground with
They shed their exoskeletons.
Yeah.
That's...
Hold on, guys.
Right there. What?
I just fucking did a whole science lesson just now for everyone listening. I just said they shed their exoskeletons, and I think that was pretty fucking accurate.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
They molt.
So this is just a normal occurrence in New Orleans.
I mean, not in the city, but like you grow up anywhere where it's hot.
Anywhere where you're fucking, you're hanging out in a, all I imagine is like drunk people and then slave fields. That's what I imagine. It's like slave fields surrounding little cities of drunk people. Is that not what it is?
No, man.
It's not.
No. You've never been?
I have once on Halloween.
Yeah?
It was terrible.
You did not like it?
I did not like it.
What happened?
The best moment of my night on Halloween was me and Kim Congdon were dating at the time, and we were both dressed up as... No, I was dressed up as a Ninja Turtle. She was dressed up as Aunt Jemima. No, I'm sorry. No, that would have been way more racist. Yeah, no. She was dressed
Chiquita
up as
Banana Lady.
Chiquita Banana Lady.
Big difference.
Oh, Jesus.
Same shit. They're both racist fucking costumes. So... Dude, it was so fucking funny. There was a couple that was arguing that were also Ninja Turtles, and I was Raphael, and it was Michelangelo and Leonardo, and it was the girl and the guy, and she was crying, and he was like yelling, and they were in each other's face, and I took a video of me going up to them being like, guys, what are we doing here?
Did you have pizza? Did you walk up with a pizza?
No, but that would have been even better.
Oh.
But yeah, that was just that night before I went on a cruise, and it was just chaos. Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, you're also leaving out my favorite part of the story, which is that you and Kim dressed up and no one else in your party did.
Oh, yeah. We showed up at a fancy hotel, and Bert Kreischer and Tony Hinchel were sitting at a table drinking martinis.
Just dressed, like, not dressed up?
Yeah, dressed like dressed nicer than they had ever been dressed in their entire lives.
Bert had a shirt on.
Yeah.
Wow, that was his costume. Yeah. Bert just wearing his shirt. Yeah.
Kim's walking in with fucking fruit falling off her head. It was great. It was good.
Did she have actual fruit on her head?
It was like the plastic fruits.
Oh man, that's kind of fucking hilarious. Of course it's chaos on Halloween.
Yeah, if you came to New York just on Halloween, you would probably be like, man, New York sucks.
Yeah.
Where should I go? What should I do? My son's mother loves New Orleans.
Go in like October. When there's nothing happening.
She goes during Jazz Fest.
I mean, Jazz Fest is fine, but like, you don't want to go. The weather's god awful, dude. You don't want to go.
It's humid.
You want to go in October when it's kind of cold and nothing else is going on, really. Pre-Halloween.
Yeah, but what if you don't drink? I'm not a drinker.
Yeah, same thing. Just go eat and fucking
eat crawfish.
Smoke weed, you know?
You know what? I've never eaten a crawfish in my entire life.
You should give it a go, bud. You like seafood?
I love seafood.
You like dominating that fucking shit?
I do not enjoy peeling crab legs. You know how much I enjoy crab legs?
I don't know how much.
Love them. One of my favorite foods.
But you don't like fucking with the shell at all?
It's a goddamn nightmare. The amount of effort that I have to put in, and then also if you go to get like crazy king crab legs, they have sharp spears. Hey, you're bleeding to just get the tiniest little hunk of meat. The tiniest little, tiny little fucking...
It's worth it, bro.
It's not worth it. And I have a feeling, you cocksucker, that crawfish, even less meat.
Depends.
I got to split their entire fucking...
No, it's just the tail.
I
got to
split their entire exoskeleton.
You pull the tail off, you fucking slurp the head, because it's all the juice and the brains and shit and the lungs. It's delicious. It's coated in fucking seasoning.
Jesus Christ.
You slurp that shit out and you bite the tail.
Is that how Satan looks at humans?
Yeah, baby.
Like, slurp the brains.
It's definitely a fucking...
Your lungs are all coated in shit.
It's some demon lord looking shit.
Three in, Lou's like, oh no, these were cicadas.
They don't look that. Maybe that's why I wasn't afraid of them.
Pull up a crawfish. How do you even? I've seen crawfish. I see them at restaurants, and they look fun. I want to be a part of the crawfish party.
It's fun, dude.
I've never. Even Rebecca has like crawfish parties, and I'm like, I'd love to do a crawfish. I think I've lied and pretended that I've enjoyed crawfish in my life.
Look at that shit. Yeah, baby.
Look at it.
This is how to eat a crawfish.
Let me see how to eat a crawfish.
Oh, I fucking hate
first
fucking
look how many souls that is.
It's a lot of souls.
Look how many souls. That is, I mean, this is the most Satan-like fucking...
When you drop them into a boil, they scream. You hear a scream. I'm not fucking with you.
Look at this Satan-y food right here. 35,000 souls right there for one fucking sitting.
Oh, yeah, bro.
We're gonna see how they feel.
You dig them out the mud.
What to do the next time you're in a crawfish boil.
I'm glad they're using a normal guy.
You storm and... See, you gotta get rid of this little doodad there.
This is a terribly shot video. Can't, like.
Bust this open from the side.
They're not doing anything. This is the hard way.
Use it out.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Best way to peel
it. It's a nut.
Best way to peel a crawfish, first of all, you take a drink.
First of all, you gotta be drunk. Then you hit your wife. hold on now.
Grab the crawfish like this.
This guy's got it.
Twist the tail.
Twist the tail.
Suck.
Yeah.
That's all semen. That's all crawfish cum right there.
Jizz.
Ring.
You don't need to take the first ring. These people are a bunch of fucking.
You spit it onto your breast. You spit it directly onto your breast. You rub it in. You let your boy lick it off your chest.
With your teeth, get the rest of the meat.
I mean,
pull it out.
Pause it for a second. Now, how much meat?
It's relative to the size of the bug.
Okay, so yeah, exactly.
I called it a bug. Damn,
so a fucking crab has a crab is massive and has very little bit of meat. That's going to be miniature.
It's the tail.
It's like a lobster.
It's like 40%. It's a tiny lobster. Yes,
tiny lobster. Okay, see that's a better because I enjoy lobster. Is it better than lobster?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's,
I mean,
that was a trick question. There's nothing better than lobster.
My dad used to do this at a crawfish boil. He'd get one lobster and put it in the boil. No one else would see it. So when you dump it on the table, there'd
like
be one
giant. Oh my God.
Oh, they're growing.
That was fucking.
That's a great prank. I enjoy a good fucking.
That was good.
to get the the only crawfish prank you could possibly pull off.
It's a great one. Funny.
So you're saying I should try crawfish?
I'm saying you should definitely try crawfish.
Maybe we should do the first real ass podcast.
Are you a shellfish guy?
I love a shellfish.
You like oysters?
Yeah, he only cares about himself.
I am shellfish. My wife said that. And she left me.
You shellfish bastard. And just cut to you. Just
I almost had it, Zach. I was almost
oysters.
There, but yeah. I'll give it to you.
Wait, do you like shellfish?
Man, I do. It's just a hassle, man. Eat crabs, I have to I have to take all the meat out of the crabs first.
Gotta shave your pubes.
And for sure, for sure. You know, but I can't. I'm not one of those people that can crack eat. I need it all. For sure.
Well, there's a crab place right near my place in Jersey. I mean, I bring my son because my son loves it. But the whole fucking time, children have the mental capacity of retarded people. Okay, so they can't crack and eat. So it's like literally me just handing him the whole time, just giving him fresh pieces of delicious crab meat. And I just sit there, and then my back hurts at the end of it every time. Just
carrying the whole table.
You ever eat shrimp? You ever eat boiled shrimp? That's the easiest.
See, that's my problem, dude.
You just gotta pull the head off.
I love some shrimp.
Yeah.
Right?
Shrimp's easy.
Until I started getting into some lobster and some crab. Then you realize what fucking low rent. Like, shrimp, what I said this about another food, but shrimp has the same consistency as penis. Like, if you feel it, you're like, this is dick-like meat, and I don't like it. Wait, what was the other meat?
Raw,
what was the other thing
raw
that I said
shrimp
that
or
was
cooked
like,
shrimp?
That was like dick. It was something else. Oh,
wait, raw dick or cooked dick?
No, cooked shrimp. If you bite into a jumbo shrimp that's cooked, you're like, this is exactly what a dick would feel like if I was biting into a dick.
Sean? I'm trying to imagine. I'm putting myself in the position of biting into, a hard dick?
Hard dick.
I feel like cooked shrimp might be a little bit harder.
I would
than
agree.
Hard dick.
You think so?
Yeah. I think there's a little more
rubbery.
Yeah, thank you. A little more rubbery. I feel like a dick would just a dick's like biting into a cooked oyster.
God, I'm so hungry right now.
I know, right?
I'm thinking about lobster rolls. I started thinking about Luke's lobster rolls right now. Oh my God, is that what's the single best thing? If you're gonna somebody's coming to New York City, you got a friend. Visiting New York City, you got one thing, one place you get to tell them to go eat. What is he going to tell them to go
Forrest, eat? I got to say something. For a fucking second there, I thought you were about to do like a Luke's Lobster read. Wow. And I was like, dude, if that was your...
The best ad
The long ever. Game ploy to get us to get to Luke's Lobster. By the way, guys, use the promo code Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. Yeah. Get a free... Wait, what is the thing I tell
Luke's
them?
Luke's Lobster. No other restaurant supports our brand of racist comedy better.
It really is just a bunch of guys from Boston. But, yo, I love the jokes they say about blacks.
You know, it's good stuff.
Have you had a Luke's Lobster?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's fucking just phenomenal. If you guys don't know Luke's Lobster Rolls, I mean, lobster rolls are lobster rolls, but Luke's Lobster Rolls, they don't fuck around, dude. There's none of the lettuce and tomato and shit. They take some hunks of lobster meat. They don't even put that much on it. And they put on this little crispy hot dog bun, and they're like, "Hey, dude, this is a $40 little miniature sandwich. It's 3 bites. Here you go." And you're like, "I want to fucking pay for this every time I pay for it."
Do you like hot lobster roll or cold shit?
I looked at my coffee because I wanted to throw it directly in your face, but you're my friend. I wouldn't do that.
I would take
it. It's crazy. Hot lobster roll. What type of fucking heathen would want a hot lobster roll?
Wait, it's really?
Regional, right?
I didn't know that's why the coffee was going to be thrown. I thought
I
thought the idea of the cold lobster roll.
No.
I was with you on
what?
That. Yeah. I was like, why would anyone want cold? That's why I said, do you like hot lobster roll or the cold shit?
The cold shit. Yeah, no, you get a cold lobster roll.
No, I like a hot butter, just fucking calorie missile.
I don't think I've even ever had a hot lobster roll. That just wouldn't fucking sit right with me.
You know, that's like a different cities. I think there's like some cities with the hot one, and some cities do it more like a mayonnaise kind of one that's cold.
Oh, I've never. Mm. Okay.
No, like mayonnaise, like a lobster salad. That's what...
Yeah, that's a different one.
That's what Luke's Lobster is.
I've had hot, buttery Luke Lobster.
I'm going to fight you for disrespecting Luke.
It's
lobsters, doggy. He does not serve Shannon, call Luke's Lobster right now. Get him on the horn. We're asking if it's hot or cold lobster. Maybe I'm wrong.
You know what? I will give you the contract for that fight right now. Wow. We'll do it right here.
Wow. Holy shit, ladies and gentlemen.
I would love for you and me to set up a fight and you just fucking throttle me in the first like 10 seconds, but hype it up like I might win.
I bet Sean could fucking throw
hands. No, dude, you fucking break my neck.
You're built like a fucking fire hydrant. Let's see. Chilled wild caught lobster. Wow.
Maybe I haven't had lobster. I know I've had Luke's.
I almost want to buy you a Luke's lobster roll right now.
I mean, thank you. If this is how you win arguments, like, you know what? The thing
you
never
fuck
had,
you. Get him a Luke's lobster right now. $36. Let's go.
Bring me a dick to bite.
Wait, no, I've had. There's one in Park Slope that I've gone to. And that kid who worked there who also works at the Stress Factory.
Lobster rolls come in two varieties, hot with melted butter or cold with mayonnaise and sometimes celery. Nobody pronounces all the syllables in celery, and I want to
celery.
I want to start fucking it's not celery, it's celery. Okay, I want to start being the guy that fucking gets.
Man, whoever this lady is, she's having a positive influence on you. We're caring about syllable count now.
Grammar Nazi, right
doing,
here
doing math.
They call me a Nazi, but I'm a grammar Nazi, and that's what I'm proud of.
There he is. There he is.
Look at fucking dildo, you
look
dickhead.
At him.
You fucking handsome dick.
Like
my grammar Nazi is married to my grandpa Nazi.
This show rules.
So stupid. This
show's a great show, guys. Come on now.
Wait, you should definitely, if you like lobster roll, you'll like crawfish. I'm sponsored by the Crawfish Society of America.
Can I say what I thought it was? My problem with crawfish the whole time, I thought that I was eating their little spider legs.
Thought you were eating them?
Oh yeah.
Like you thought, like going in, like I have to eat these, or you thought as you were chewing?
I thought that it was going to be something where like I suck out, like it's.
Oh no. What do you think about like calamari? You fuck with that?
I enjoy some calamari.
You ever have octopus?
Octopussy.
Yeah. You ever have? Why did I see that come?
Octopus.
You ever have? You like oysters?
Yeah.
Like straight out the shell?
Straight out the shell. Straight out the gate.
All right.
Let's go.
That's it. Just more
I like it all.
Expected.
I like it all. I'm just saying I'm a little highfalutin when it comes to seafood now. And I feel like, just like the shrimp, the crawfish, that's some fucking low-rent shit.
Yeah, it's a way lower workload than all the other seafoods you mentioned. Like calamari, you don't have to peel calamari.
No.
Calamari, you just fucking put a little hot sauce on it, pop that shit right in your mouth, doggy.
Do you eat the part of the calamari that's not the ring? The little curled,
the tentacles.
The little tentacles.
I do it, but I do it less, and I do it against my better judgment. Dude, every time I leave it in there, and I'm like, oh, fuck, dude, this is so good. And I just want more fried calamari. And then I was like, well, you know what? Here we go. We got to do it. And then I fucking chew it up real quick.
I always go for that first. I go for that first just to fuck with everybody else.
I don't know what. It's like the fucking. The brain spine.
It's like the crotch.
What is it?
It's the crotch. Calamari crotch.
Calamari taint.
Like a little taint.
Next time you go, be like, can I get calamari just all taint though?
I just want the taint and buttholes
just
and the
crotch
calamaris.
And taint, though. Just keep the rings. I want the crotch and taint.
If you were going to make calamari hot dogs, I want the parts that you would use for that.
Yeah. Oh.
Doggy, I'm going to tell you right now, I never thought about that, but it is genuinely the asshole crotch and taint of the calamari. Calamari.
The loin.
Yeah. Ooh, calamari loins.
That's a great band name.
Mm, calamari loin.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, seafood's that I can't not do without it. That's
I love some seafood. I do.
Crawfish,
we're gonna do a special. Can we do a special video where you teach me how to eat crawfish?
Fuck yeah.
Let's do it. Who is gonna produce it?
I mean, we got to go get actual boiled crawfish.
Shannon, what are you making the face for? You're eating it too. How about that now? You're not eating crawfish. Shannon, you don't eat seafood.
I don't eat animals, but also they're like bugs. I can't. I don't like the look of them. They're just like giant bugs.
You know, I think about, I've thought about this all the time. Like, when it's animals, it's like, but they're, I feel like you can't befriend a fish or definitely not a crawfish. Or a shellfish.
You wouldn't have a pet. Crawfish.
You wouldn't have like a. If you did, you're fucking. You're on the spectrum.
Wait,
deep on one side.
Even down south, you didn't go as a little kid collect crawfish from the river and put them in boxes and keep them for a little while.
No.
We did that in Pennsylvania. Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow.
Just like, oh man. These
what about
are
a hermit? Is a hermit crab edible?
Yeah, raw. People just pick them up, pull them out the shell, and just pop them. Right
really?
The beat. No, but I feel like
popcorn.
Yeah.
Like fiddle faddle.
Yeah, exactly.
They are the fiddle faddle of the sea. I feel like there'd be some caramel and some nuts mixed in with that fucking.
Yeah, dude. No, I'm getting
hungry right now. I want to eat a hermit crab. They're most definitely edible in the sense that edible means able to be consumed without harmful side effects. Okay, good.
The lack of venom. Meaning there are other crabs with venom.
Are there venomous crabs?
I mean, the way they say lack of venom tells me that
venomous crabs is a way better band name.
Venomous crabs.
Venomous crabs. I'm going to see Venomous Crabs, dude. The Stone Pony this weekend.
Oh, yeah, bro. Fucking calamari line. Open it up for them. Wait, y'all got crawfish in Pennsylvania? Like, pulled them out?
Yeah.
No shit. Yeah. I didn't know they went that far north.
I don't even know.
Hey, you go in a little creek and pick up a rock.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Man, I'm learning. I'm learning new things all the time.
So were you eating bugs and your family lied to you and said it was crawfish?
No, I didn't really eat anything weird growing up. My family ate that shit. They ate all that weird shit.
Zach, what's the one place you're going to tell people to go if they visit New York City to get something to eat?
Leone's.
What's Leone's?
Leone's Italian Subs.
Where's that?
Where is that?
There's two locations. There's one like closer to Coney Island and there's one on like 36th in Brooklyn. Action Bronson just went there and I was very proud.
Nice.
It's one of those places that has like 150 sandwiches named after Italian celebrities.
I do enjoy a fucking sandwich spot.
And, dude, they're fucking huge. And I called one time. They opened a new location. I went to order. And like, oh, we just opened. We don't have delivery yet. I went, okay, I'll just grab up the other one. And then I got a call from the owner. And he goes, hey, did you just call my store? I'm like, yeah. He goes, is this Zach Amico from the Real Ass Podcast?
No way.
And I went, yeah. He goes, dude, I fucking love Opie and Anthony. He goes, I watch you on Chip. You should have told me.
That's funny. That's awesome. What's the name of the place again?
Leone's Italian Hero.
Shout out to Leone's.
Dude, these sandwiches, dude, are like fucking, they're monstrosities.
Yes.
Yeah.
So good.
They come in a backpack. they come with a JanSport.
I enjoy that. I think mine would have to be Luke Lobster.
Yeah?
So good.
What, a place to tell people to come when they hear? Yeah. Mine'd be Mr. Wonton.
Mr. Wonton.
Just Chinese food in.
It's just a guy.
Yeah, just a guy. No, it's Chinese just go food harass in Brooklyn. Him. It's fucking good. Good shit. I love. I feel like there's Chinese food in New York that's
I did that big dim sum place in Brooklyn, the like really famous one. It's like a banquet hall.
It was awesome.
It was fucking amazing.
I just went to Dim Sum Palace.
Which every time I come into the city, I'm on a hunt for dumplings.
Yeah, dude.
Dumplings are everywhere.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
You know what I want to do this weekend?
Welcome
to this edition of What You Snacking On. Shannon, do that in post. You have it now? No way! Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for What You Snacking On.
Are you snacking? We're born to be so young.
I was concerned that we were about to watch a video of someone like eating ass. Because last time I was on this podcast, we're like, check out this video of people dying as they fell off a fucking.
Sometimes we do that. Sometimes you talk about what you're snacking on.
Yeah, okay. What's snacking on?
You know where I'm taking my son, I think, this weekend? I think Sunday. I think I have to do it.
Where?
This is what a fat fuck I am. I follow them on Instagram.
Your son?
No.
No.
Wait, what?
Just follow snacks on Instagram?
Just snacks just in general?
Tony Bologna's.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I think I'm going to Tony Bologna's this weekend. Where are they at again? Shannon, pull up the Tony Bologna's fucking.
Hoboken in Jersey City and Atlantic City. I just got somebody to go there this weekend, and they thanked me.
You need fat friends, because if you want to know where good food is at, like Bobby Kelly, Zach Amico, those are my two go-to fucking guys. If I want to impress
enjoy
a chick...
Enjoy while you got us.
If I want to impress a chick, I call Ralph. I'm like, Ralph, I want to bring a chick to a nice restaurant. I'm like, where I got to go? Then he'll give me like 10 fucking choices, right?
If you're sick of your chick and you want to eat till you guys both don't want to fuck, call me and Bobby.
I've never seen you and Bobby in the same place at the same time, though. Take off his glasses.
That's the fire marshal rules.
They make pizzas, sandwiches, and tacos, and it is fucking, I mean, goddamn, it's so
They're trying to see if they can just kill people.
Wait, what is this place? I like this.
Tony Bologna's.
Oh, damn, I'm falling.
Yeah, this is insane. These sandwiches are insane.
Yeah, dude, that's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, when we went,
we had elote pizza that might have been one of the best things I've ever had in my
life. Elote?
Elote, the Mexican corn.
Oh, elote.
Like, how the hell did they
so get
you guys
know that's Manny's
solution?
And cheese pizza. Yeah.
With no corn.
Wait, you know that? Manny's corn and cheese pizza.
You know that person who's like oh, alote. The fucking white person who like over-pronunciate yeah. or enunciate the.
That's yeah. how much pizza is that?
Alote.
Alote.
Alote. Alote pizza. Alote pizza.
Wait, go back to the taco pizza. That shit's insane. So that's only on, go up. Oh, damn it.
Taco
that one right
pizza.
There in the middle. They only do it on Tuesdays. There's a taco place across the street, and that's a pizza surrounded with tacos with all the dipping in the middle.
That is fucking
They
wild.
Only do
psycho.
It on Tuesdays.
I had the Nashville hot sandwich they had. It's just they do their own take on it. So it's like Nashville hot, but then they have like purple coleslaw and some other sauce and fucking cheese, and it's melted. It was wildly good, and I've been thinking about it. And
Where
I mean
is
this,
it?
I think about Tony Bologna's. Every day of my life.
Where is it?
Anytime somebody mentions pizza, cheese, tacos, or sandwiches.
Jersey City, Hoboken, and Atlantic City.
Okay.
And when Damn. We went to the one in Atlantic City, Lewis was hangry.
I was so hangry.
And we walk, and it looks like a regular pizza place. Like
I, walk, just, I looked like yeah. Danny DeVito when I walked in.
Yeah, they look, but it's just like pizza's on a rack. Like it's nothing impressive. Look at Lewis. Yeah.
It looks
walks
like
in,
shit.
Lewis walks in and goes, not impressed. And then he orders a sandwich and a slice of pizza. And he says to the girl, but can I get my pizza like before, while you're making the sandwich? Can you warm my pizza? So I have something to eat while you're making my sandwich. He pays because he's a good friend. And then he's literally standing at the door going, you know, I told this lady I wanted my pizza first. She just fucking ignored me. And now I'm just standing here. I'm waiting. I'm hungry. And she goes, sir, your pizza's ready.
So
she had to interrupt his rant to say that she did what he asked.
That's fucking great.
It says they also have a food truck.
Where?
Damn.
Let's fucking steal it.
I mean,
dude,
just...
let's...
That's the
Do
ocean.
A heist. Yeah.
That's the Ocean's 11 reboot.
I am
that
a guy for a heist. Dude, we need a guy like me in a heist.
Oh,
just
man,
shoot
one more.
The driver in the head.
One more, and you got to pull me back in.
Yeah. You need a black guy to blame it all on when you guys get caught.
That's the
You need somebody to fall asleep in the escape van. I thought you was one of your bitches again.
Doggy, that should be. We should offer to film a Tony Bologna's commercial where we steal their van and they can pay us just in pizza. It's so good.
There's so probably a pizza. That is actually made out of money.
Dude, it's so
you can
good.
Actually eat money, see what it tastes like.
Let's go.
I think you have to like or it's under catering, so I think you have to like
it's for parties.
Yeah, order them to come, the food truck.
I promise you when Skankfest returns to New York City, Tony Bologna's will fucking be there. Shout
fucking
out
incredible.
To Yo Kratom for supporting Skankfest. Skankfest South, November 5th or 7th in Houston, Texas, at the Secret Group.
I'll be there.
Where you'll be.
I'll be at Skankfest too.
You'll be at Skankfest as well.
Yeah,
we haven't announced the lineup yet. So.
I mean, I'm just saying I'm going to be there as a
just hanging out,
selling tickets. I'll be scalping
buying
tickets.
Tony Bologna's.
Yeah, I'll be working the Tony Bologna's cart that we stole and drove down.
All right, so let's real quick let's lighten the mood in here and talk about this hummus Israel thing.
The way you said that, it sounded like you said hummus.
Hummus.
Like,
yeah.
Like we're going, I was like, oh, we're talking about more food.
Yeah, dude. I just enjoy some hummus, some pita, some garlic, some naan, some garlic naan. Imagine the worlds combined. Indian garlic naan and hummus. Why don't they do that?
That would solve the conflict.
It
all, dude. Yeah, right there.
Who's right? Israel or is it hummus?
I think it's Hamas.
Is that who they are? All right, let me say this.
Yeah.
Time for Guess the News, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of Guess the News.
Okay, yeah.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
That was Jared from Subway we were talking about.
We were legitimately discussing Jared and how they were railroading him.
They really fucked that guy. So, yeah, so I don't know if Palestine is Hamas. Is Hamas Palestine? I have no idea. Is Hamas the Holy Land, the Gaza Strip? All of these things, are they interchangeable? Is Gaza Strip the same as Palestine?
Yeah, I try
you
to
don't
stay
know.
Out of international politics. I don't know any of this shit.
Oh, yeah. I think the Gaza Strip is a part of land that they both occupy, and they're fighting over whose it is.
And yeah, and it keeps kind of getting pressed
getting,
more
it
towards...
It keeps getting shifted around.
Israel keeps taking a little bit more.
Yeah, like biting off a little bit more and more and more.
Would they be upset if I opened a Gaza strip club there?
Probably not.
Do you think?
As long as you did it in the name of their God.
Oh, what? But what if we each night we have Israeli night and then we have
Palestinian night?
Palestinian night.
You do it, buddy. Get out there.
I love it, dude. Do they have strip clubs in any of these places? No, right? Or probably in Israel. They must. In Israel, they don't give a fuck. Israel.
Like, I've heard Tel Aviv is like pretty popping off. I mean, yeah, you know, I'm getting, yeah.
So here's the thing, right? All of my comedian friends that are like lefties are like, oh, the fucking guys, the strip people, they're fucking being killed by the Jews. And then my girlfriend's all like, they're all fucking, you know, and I don't know who to believe.
It's centuries old. It's fucking.
Wait, is your girlfriend's a non-Jew?
My girlfriend's Israeli.
Israeli, yeah.
Okay. My girlfriend's Israeli.
She's really Jewish.
Wait, same girlfriend as last time?
I don't know when's the last time you were here. Not the big booty black chick.
No, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. She's Israeli?
Israeli, oh yeah.
Didn't know.
Yeah, and she's like fucking. She really cares.
Yeah, I feel like we should support whoever has the most of the Gaza Strip by the time we get there. Like we show up and Israel has more of it. It's like they want it.
I'm pretty sure that's the whole reason we support them.
Yeah,
because they're the one place. They're our one stronghold there where we can that supports us so we can pull our shit.
When we had sex yesterday. I got on top of her, and then I pretended to be a Muslim. Like, I thought we were going to, like, do, like, a fantasy role play thing, and she was not into this idea. I was like,
Allah Akbar.
She's like, what are you doing? I was like, you like this?
You just had peanut butter. It wasn't a character.
Amber. And, yeah, she was not into this fantasy of me being a Muslim, but that's, like, in my head, like, that would be fucking hot. Like to fetishize a fucking Israeli chick. That's what I do when I have sex with her now, dude. My mom would fucking disown me if she knew that.
Would she or would she be like, good, you're getting a piece of the fucking media and the weather and
my mom was straight up anti-Semitic. Unapologetically. Really? Like you couldn't even you were trying to convince somebody that the sky isn't blue. She was like, yeah, I hate the Jews. It's like, duh.
Like,
why wouldn't you hate the Jews? Yeah. She was real deal anti-Semitic.
Wow.
But, you know, that's why I loved her.
Did that make you uncomfortable? Like his mom's anti-Semitism made you uncomfortable?
No. Just that you're staring at me, waiting for my reaction to that shit. Like
Maybe if she wasn't, she could have got a better doctor.
Maybe. Yeah. She just also gave up too, which I understand.
Yeah, of course.
I completely get.
Yeah, she waited till you guys were old enough.
Yeah. Yeah. She gave up on life, and that's okay. I don't think she would have let a Jew work on her.
You think she was that anti-Semitic?
My mom did not like the Jews. My mom was really very animate about the Jews being a problem.
You kind of got to respect that. I mean, I know we're in an era where we're not supposed to be supporting racist ideologies, but if you're willing to lose life over having somebody you don't like work on you, I fuck with that heavy.
That's pretty hardcore parkour. It's real ass.
Hardcore parkour.
Yeah.
Another great band name.
Hardcore parkour. Oh, man, that is a great band name.
Yeah.
You know what? I might start a band called Hardcore Parkour. It's such a good band name that I might just change my path in life.
Yeah.
That's how good it is.
Yeah, I parkoured here. That's how I get places.
You know, we could also just start another podcast called Hardcore Parkour.
If you did, I would not believe you.
Yeah?
If you did parkour?
Yeah. If he parkoured here, but yeah, he probably did.
We should have a parkour contest right now. Who do you think can do the best parkour here? I bet it's Sydney.
It is against my martial art way to brag, but I will fuck you all up in parkour.
You think you can fuck me up in parkour?
Anything running related, I will fuck everybody up in here.
I don't.
I'm not running.
Running.
I'm walking. Direction parkour.
Walkour.
Do you have to run in order to parkour? I feel like you could do it a little more slow. You can plod.
You got your little momentum up. You got to build a little momentum.
The part where you like jump and roll on the ground, I could do that.
Here's what I have a problem doing. I have a problem jumping from one roof to another roof and then rolling and then getting up and keep on going. That seems like a lot. I feel like all I would do is I would jump, and then I would break three limbs, and my legs would snap in half.
Why?
And I would bleed on the floor.
Yeah, that's the fundamentals of parkour. That's like the dick grabbing of parkour.
Yeah, dude. Day one, you got to be able to jump off one roof onto a lower roof, roll, stand up, keep running.
Why isn't that a high school sport?
Parkour?
Why is there parkour teams?
Because one mistake, you're dead. It is the most hardcore parkour.
Not early on.
It is the most hardcore of the sports. That's why it rhymes with the word hardcore.
Don't they have parkour tag?
Do they?
They have parkour at big facilities.
World Chase Tag.
Dougie, I really want to start a parkour career right now.
Yeah.
It has to be. Do you want to start a parkour career now? Now.
That's fucking great. I'm behind you on this. I'll be your coach. I'll be like, here's what you shouldn't do.
World class coach Sean Donnelly.
Sean Donnelly, he says.
Patton, my bad.
It's all right. You mistake.
Dude, every Sean's the same.
Bearded thing. Irish guy for another. Yeah.
I could just imagine you coaching me. Like, I see that right there. You got that park bench.
Hop over it.
Jump over it. Do a flip.
How? Fucking forward. Just go forehead first.
Run and do sort of a twisty flip over it.
I would be like, look, I'm going to show you and do the exact opposite of what I do. Run and fucking, yeah.
It was just training. These are training things.
Holy Jesus. I mean, Could you do that?
That's
Sydney?
Not day one.
Yeah, I can still do this stuff.
You can't do this stuff.
I'm 100%.
No, you can't.
You put me on a mat, I'll definitely show you that I can do
this
shit.
Sydney, you cannot do any of this stuff.
Like that, I bet you.
Listen, all of this.
That's racist, Sean. Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, what sort of traits do you think I had?
I see. There we go, Sean. I get it.
Sorry about mistaking your name, buddy. I didn't mean to do that.
That's okay.
It's not okay.
I didn't even see it.
My back is like built for this shit.
What is day one? Can we look at parkour lessons day one? Like, what is the first thing we got to do?
I found first five beginner parkour moves.
It's not just, all right, you know what? This might be a thing. Can I even do one of them? A one-arm push-up.
Jesus Christ.
That's not a punk parkour move.
Like, you could do that, Sydney, right there, right? And that probably.
Notice
as well.
I don't have my shirt on. Pasty gingerness. So make sure to like and subscribe for more videos like this. And today we have a question from Psycho P Design, and he asks, hey Tap Brothers, I would like to start to learn how to do parkour. What moves do I need to learn?
Oh yeah,
what is this
so
accent?
You might be in the position right now, you're just getting started in parkour, and you want just the efficient,
like just adjacent to skateboarder accent
that you need to learn first to get down parkour. So in this video I'm going to share with you the first five beginner parkour moves that you should learn first absolutely for free. So let's get started.
Uh-oh.
Before we get started, I wanted to.
Why do you put a shirt on?
All right, forget the warning. Blah, 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 blah. Warning, do this right now. Guys, Effect Bills Podcast, pause it. Send me your parkour videos. If you guys, I want you to try this. I want you to send me whoever shows me their best parkour videos and send them into Real Ass Podcast. Best parkour video wins a free Real Ass Podcast hardcore parkour mug, the first one we're ever going to create. Okay.
You might as well just hand me that.
Wait,
right
you know,
now.
You know what? You know those dance? Do you know those dance crews on the subway? You ever see those guys?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to. Like, me and Zach should roll in there, playing some Bob Seger. Like, jump up on the thing, just jump and grab the rail, and just fall.
Hello, New York City. Y'all working on your night moves?
just lace. It's fucking. I want to see where those guys practice.
Go ahead.
Number one, beginner parkour move is your basic landing and parkour.
Hold on, pause it. Can we point out my parkour instincts are pretty fucking on point? Because what did I say? First move, land, roll, run.
All right.
Land, roll, run.
This guy is bright.
And anything, especially with obstacle course training, we're taking drops. In parkour, you're always taking drops. Even as an athlete, we're constantly landing and taking impact. If we screw this up, this is what can easily be the difference between landing a jump and tearing an ACL compared to landing a jump smoothly and being able to run after. So this is very important. So here's a quick demonstration of what the basic landing looks like. A beginner level, you're going to jump up, land, nice and controlled. Once you get more advanced,
I can do that.
I'll do that in a heartbeat right there.
Take from impact. Look. No issues.
Look.
Oh, shit.
Just taking that good landing.
That's a lot.
That's a
jump. Pause it. So did you ever have this, Zach? I'm sure you had this as well. If I would even jump from 6 inches, it would be shocking pains from the bottoms of my feet up to the back of my neck.
Yeah, of course. I have shin splints from watching this video.
Doggy.
I'm pretty agile.
My friends would fucking jump off things. I would jump and I would fucking land, and it would just, the pain in my feet would be numbing.
No, I could jump off.
You could do that right there.
I could, maybe not that high, but I think I could take that jump.
I could definitely do that.
I mean, you could definitely do that.
Of course, Sydney. For sure.
I feel like we'd have to get to parkour thing number 500 before he's like, maybe I need to work on that.
Yeah. That's like, they always say there's an extra muscle in black people to help us jump, but they never talk about the extra padding on our feet to help us land.
That is true.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I didn't know either of those things.
Yeah, what if their extra muscle is just their dick?
Dude, got an extra like muscle it goes into their body and just.
You got an extra muscle between my legs that pleasures your wife. let's go next one.
After we master that landing technique, part of the basic landing is getting the roll afterwards.
So yes, exactly. You must roll.
If we trip, we fall, we're off balance, or we have a lot of momentum going forward, or if we're jumping from extreme height, this is when we want to incorporate the parkour roll. And this is how you can save your joints and a lot of damage by using.
Oh, you get to smoke weed.
I'll show you a quick demonstration up here. Jump.
Roll. Oh, I want to do that so badly.
Number two.
It looks so painful.
I just, not his skin tone here, but I would love to know what it's like to be this, have this dude's body.
Fucking just those
just
abs.
For, just for like a week.
Just no fat on my stomach.
Just for a week.
I can tell you from personal experience, it's fun.
It is, right, dude?
It's pretty sick.
It's fucking great, dude. Like you always, like I would, whenever I'm in good, the best shape I'm in, if I'm in good shape, like if I don't eat carbs for a few days and I'm like, dude, I get turned on just looking at myself. I can imagine what? If I was actually.
I would love, like you just, like when you go to like a beach or a pool situation, you're just like, yes.
Like, I mean, I like to wait. Yes. I like to act like I don't want to take my shirt off.
Yeah.
And then take it off right before I go in the water.
God damn it. I'd love to know what this is like for just a week. Just a week.
If I was in shape, I would just have ripaway shirts. I would just tear them off like Hulk Hogan.
When you're in shape, every shirt is a ripaway shirt.
That's what I did.
Damn. Just edible shirt, a shirt you just eat off. This is why I would never be skinny. Edible shirts. I got an idea for edible masks. When you're done wearing your mask, when you get off the subway, just fucking eat it.
I'm like, what's up?
Do
you have a list of edible inventions?
I mean, buddy. Yeah. A journal.
Yeah. Your edible journals?
Edible microphones for podcasts.
Like a mask, but made out of like fruit by the foot material.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes.
That actually sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Sounds edible.
Like edible. Incredible
edible mask.
Yeah, dude, I'm saying right here. Yeah, I got a list. Hit me up. I got a list of things you could eat. that are not food.
Yeah, so look, I don't know what's going on with Hamas. I don't know what's going on.
I thought
the parkour video.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck Hamas. The parkour, we need, all right, the best parkour video that people send and they win a free hardcore parkour mug. Go to the next move, Shannon. Let's see. Because I'm trying all these today. The safety vault.
You can use, especially for those of us going to obstacle course races, and especially if we haven't developed too much.
Oh my God, yada, buddy.
This is old school jumping over a fence.
Let's see.
And the key with this is you're able to use many points of contact, so you have a lot of control here. This is basically what it's going to look like.
Let's see.
Up and over. And the key with this is you're able to use.
He walked down those steps like a geisha.
Yeah,
I can do that. That's nothing.
Also, you can use the safety vault to go into other moves. So I'll show you. If you're off of
safety vault into the drop and fall,
you have to evade someone. Clearing over a wall is one of the easiest ways to divide space and to be able to escape. It's also very useful for obstacle course races. You always think about your height. What you're going to do is hit off the wall and just hop over, using that wall run technique. And then, as we get better, we'll find another wall. We'll just go over there real quick. Using the techniques we learned, safety, basic landing.
These are all nothing. These are all hopping over fences.
Moving on from that, once you get your wall run down.
I wish that guy had
mic. Let's see some real shit.
Well, you did ask for the basic moves.
Yeah, but this is too basic. I want to see some real shit right now. Come on, doggy.
Escape or evade. So where are you going? Form that basic landing. And then again, this is where we can do the wall, drop down, form that basic landing.
I hate him. I can do all this shit. And I could beat his ass.
I wish somebody would come out from one of these doors like, hey, could you keep it down?
Yeah.
Try to.
I just wanted him to get hit by a car. Like, he goes over the thing.
I
want to see his body with my nipples.
Yeah, I hate him.
Just big silver dollar size nipples. Not hair. I don't. I'm not. You have hairy nipples? I'm not a hairy. No, I'm not. All my hair is from the neck up and like
I would imagine
waist down.
A fucking bush.
Yeah, I would have guessed. I would have guessed quite a hairy fella.
Not a hairy. It's all.
You're thinking of Sean Donnelly.
It's all my hair is neck up, waist down.
What would you? What would you guess for me?
You?
Yeah.
A patch right here.
All right, it's pretty good. I mean, like a little more than a patch.
Like the mustache. Yeah. Your chest has a mustache. Your balls have a mustache.
Yeah. What about back hair? What do you think?
You?
Yeah. Full afro.
Yeah.
Just a full.
No, down my ass is a full afro.
Like Blanca from Street Fighter. That's what I imagined.
You have an ass fro.
I do have an ass fro.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't. But I didn't see back hair.
No.
No back hair. No back hair. All right. Because Lewis is hairy.
No, dude, I'm fucking.
I know.
I'm like a baby.
Like a baby.
Like a fucking little
chest,
baby.
Chest
like a lubed up baby. No,
I got a little bit. I got a perfect, literally a perfect amount of chest hair, right, Shannon? Like, it's like the perfect amount. Like, you can run your fingers through it.
Yeah.
Did we figure out if Shannon was going to blow me if I beat Jason Ellis? Did we figure this out yet?
I think she's balking. She doesn't want to confirm yet. She wants to see some more tape.
What if I double it? What if I double it to $2,000? If I lose, you get $2,000. If I
can I have a conversation with Jason Ellis first?
What the fuck is this?
How much the suck is there?
Can I suck Jason Ellis' dick first, please?
Shannon.
No, I just want to like get an idea of where his mind is at.
How great would that be if Shannon blew me?
How great would it be if you have to give her $2,000 after being humiliated?
How long do you think it would take to get that money?
How long would it take me to nut, do you think? Shannon, would you do it well in order to make me come quickly, or would you fucking...
No, try to get it over quickly.
Hell yeah. Look at everyone's like,
I appreciate the
research.
Shannon's
going to take two fingers and press on your taint as hard as possible.
Yeah, Shannon.
Like, she's going to research the opposition just so she can handicap this.
I need a little bit of hand action. I need eye contact the whole time.
Wait. Really? That helps?
I need you to hum the New Year's
song. That makes
song
you come?
To me.
That is the most uncomfortable experience that I think I have.
From Shannon, I want eye contact. I'm on this side
of the table with Sydney.
Goodness gracious, that was disturbing. You need eye contact
from Shannon for sure.
Yeah,
I need to look at her W9. It will be the greatest moment of my life.
I'm on Lewis's side on this one.
A true boss.
You're an eye contact guy.
Man. Just pops up over my belly, like, hey, how are you?
It's so strange.
You just see one tear.
That explains. I genuinely think
my girlfriend would be okay with this.
I would put my own shirt over my head during a blowjob. I don't want to see anything.
Would my girlfriend be able to be in the room and masturbate in the corner?
I mean,
like a reverse cuck.
Hell yes.
In the event that I agreed to do this, then that wouldn't matter. I
that
may
would
be
matter
better to have her in the room.
Yes. Could she play with your?
No.
Could you make eye contact with her?
Sure.
She can't eat your ass.
No.
Come on.
No.
That just sounds like you're turning down making this a good time.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, Shannon.
Funny, you're already
we're
there.
Vegas.
Enjoy
we're
it.
Fun. Fuck. What a fucking life. What a life. All right. Let's see. What else? Police are banned from the gay pride parade until 2025. Why? What's going on with this?
Interesting.
I think they're hiring their own security and encouraging NYPD to lay off, which just sounds like
they're called.
There's going to be so many assaults at the gay pride parade.
They're called security. Security, get it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, basically
security.
Basically, in a statement, New York City Pride urged members of law enforcement to, quote, acknowledge their harm and to correct course moving forward. So they're going to be stationed like a block or two away.
I mean, what do they do? Does the NYPD cause any sort of harm at the gay pride parade, or do they just protect these fucking flamboyant and I'm not even saying like they should be flamboyant. They're at a parade. Parades are flamboyant. There should be floats and fucking streamers and music. Fine, that's the time to be flamboyant. That's why people get mad about the gay pride parade. Like, come on, there's children out here. It's like, no, they're gay.
Don't take your kid to the gay pride parade, then.
Well, it's just like, it's going to be the most, like, we go to the Puerto Rican Day Parade. They're acting extra Puerto Rican. They're fucking, they're dancing, there's loud music, there's food, there's rape everywhere. It is a wild
all
time.
All Puerto Rico's best exports.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's just an extreme, like, version of each culture during that parade. So, I have no problem with the gay pride parade. It's actually a good time. It's a lot of fun.
I feel like mostly the police are at the gay pride parade stopping black teenagers from heckling the gays.
Yes, for sure. Or probably stopping, float orgies, because that would happen too.
Float orgies?
Let them go.
I don't think that can be stopped.
Have you been to the gay pride parade?
I have. I happened upon it one time. Do you remember, Shannon? There's a video of my son at the gay pride parade. It's coming up again. I usually repost it every year. Pull up that video. I brought my son one year because I wanted to be inclusive. I was living in New York City. We were walking by, and I was like, well, I'm not going to walk through the area with the gay pride parade and like do a huge detour so my son doesn't. So I was like, all right, let me go take him to the gay pride parade. I'll be inclusive. So this was some footage of me and my son at the gay pride parade. This is a few years ago. He's maybe 2.5 at the time. But it's a good time. Everyone's having fun. And here's my son. I tried to get him. Fuck, he was disgusted. He was disgusted. He hated it. I said, James, what are you doing? Pick it up.
Is that actually your son?
Yeah.
Dude, I went to the gay pride parade one year. A friend of mine invited me to go because he was going to go. And I knew he was going to eventually try to come out of the closet to me. And I thought he was going to do it at the gay pride parade. But my reaction to it, I felt like he thought that I wasn't ready. And he just kept going with different guys and leaving me to get his dick sucked.
Wow. Yeah. And then you sort of felt ignored, right?
No, I was not ignored at the gay pride parade.
Not for remember, tearaway shirt.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, I mean, look, fucking, I guess they're going to have their own fun gay cops.
Yeah. Maybe they'll just be cop. Maybe the whole idea is to, like, cops come out of the closet, certain cops, and, like, we're gay, too.
Should gay cops only be able to fight gay crimes?
Yeah, well, deep questions. Yeah. Deep questions. That should be a segment.
I mean, is the gay neighborhood...
Like, NYPD blew a guy?
Yeah.
In Philly, in the neighborhood, they're fighting all the time. Like, the gay guys in the neighborhood in Philly are fighting all the time.
There's a gayborhood? That's like a designated... That's
what it's called, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys don't have that? The gay guys are just peaceful with each other up here?
I feel like this is...
There's gay thugs. They do... Sure.
I feel like there's no designated gay area anymore, though.
Used to be Chelsea.
Spread all... Yeah.
Chelsea.
I mean, Chelsea, Chelsea.
And
yeah.
Then also... The meatpacking district was very, very gay. It really was. Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah. Perfect.
Some names, yeah. And now it's just nightclubs.
Also, there was...
Christopher Street.
Used to
was
be,
like,
yeah.
Known for...
Yeah, yeah, like that West Village area, was. But I feel like now it's just... Now it's just like cookie stores and big gay ice cream shops, which is an actual ice cream shop.
That is a big gay ice cream shop. Yeah. It's good ice cream.
It's very good ice cream.
Yeah. This is how fat I am. Like, even me, I'm like, you know what, dude, I got to go in and get some ice cream.
Got to do it.
God damn it. So, all right, what else here? We got a couple minutes left here. One more time, fucking shout out to New Jack and his family. They're selling all of his stuff right now, right? Do you think he has any? Do you think
he was in the process of opening his own merch store.
Oh, that's fine.
So they had everything all set up and signed already. So I think now they're going to like liquidate it.
Yeah. Well, go buy some fucking New Jack merch. Go look at the episodes of
Legion. Are you not familiar with New Jack?
No, but I mean, like, that's that.
No one on the mic better at making white people mad. He was in Deep South, like I'm talking like Deep South, like Kentucky wrestling.
Yeah.
And he did a promo that's my favorite thing ever, where at the end of the promo, he goes, and shout out to my boy, O.J. Simpson. That's two more we don't got to worry about.
Wow.
Did he say, like, keep up the good work or something?
Keep up the good work. There's two more we don't got to worry about. Louis Farrakhan is going to be president.
He fucking...
And Snoop Dogg didn't do it. Call me last night.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Dude, he stabbed a guy in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, actually stabbed him. Pulled out a knife.
Really? What?
It's on video.
Was it part of the... Was it?
No.
No?
He stepped on his Jordans?
The guy tried to pull some shit and like really fight him a little bit. And he just takes a fucking knife out of his pocket and repeatedly stabs him.
Dude, he carries a knife just in case somebody in the fake fighting tries to actually fight him.
So here's the deal.
He tased the guy and threw him off a scaffolding.
When we had
this is a loss.
Yeah. When we had him on Legion of Skanks and we had the lights go out, and when the lights came back on, it was me wearing that outfit.
Right.
And if you watch the video back, you see when the lights come back on, he has his hand in his pocket on a weapon. He's fucking ready, dude. He's a fucking...
What outfit were you wearing? The outfit of the guy he stabbed?
No. That outfit, that red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Where's he from?
Maryland, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Pull up the video of him stabbing you. New Jack received felony charges, including aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and aggravated assault to commit murder due to his actions in the following match.
Oh, my God.
don't meet each other again. And when we do, I'ma stick this heater under your chin. You get the target for the semi.
Fast forward a little bit.
Yeah, so basically the guy's gonna try and shoot on him. And he's not agreeing, he's not going with it.
Yeah. So like right now he's got him in an actual headlock.
Yeah. And now
look at his hand. Look at his hand. He's like, oh motherfucker, you think so?
How long is taking him to make this decision?
Look, he's stabbing him.
Yep.
Oh fuck. Oh shit.
Yeah, he let go pretty quick.
Not quick enough.
Look at this.
Damn, he's filleting this dude.
Oh! So he gets attempted murder, I think, for this, or assault with a deadly weapon. The guy comes to him and says, hey, I'll drop the charges if you train me to be a wrestler, and then we can go on the road.
Oh, fuck, he did it again!
And we can go on the road and make this like a feud. And he goes, absolutely. The guy drops the charges, and New Jack just bailed.
He goes to
the just left town. Never talked to him again.
Jesus.
Look at this.
Where is this?
This is like a little indie show in the middle of nowhere.
Ugh. And the
look at the referees look on like, one.
Yeah.
Two. Before he was a wrestler, he was a bounty hunter.
Yeah. He's actually killed people.
Yeah, in his book, he talks about how he was a bounty hunter, but he would specifically go to places where he would pick up coke to, like, sell, so that he would have the guy in the car show his bounty hunter badge, and he was smuggling coke over state lines while bounty hunting.
See, this is wrestling.
Yeah.
This guy's fucking rules.
It's also funny to me, because, like, like, black people like this always got a job. Like, the most violent ones. Like,
oh, fuck! Wait, oh, that he didn't.
That
have wasn't.
That looked like a fake wrestling punch at the end of all, right? Like he did the stomp.
Yeah, he's still.
Yeah, he's
sell, motherfucker.
Dude, he got hired at another wrestling organization.
Oh, now other people are trying to be like, "Hey, man, he's dead."
They're like, "Hey, man, you're actually killing a human being. Come on, New Jack."
Wait, is that looks like his wife or?
Come on, baby, you gotta stop killing this guy.
He's stuck between trying to keep his knife and keep his foot on this guy at the same time.
Who's trying to take the knife from New Jack at that point?
This is a moment of pure, like, hey, he's going to a place we got to get him back from.
Dude, he's like, this is my kill.
Yeah, yeah, he's like,
he's defending his kill right now.
We got to bring him back from the kill zone.
Look.
That's, wow.
And we brought him on Legion of Skanks twice.
And you let him clothesline you.
Yeah.
That's,
right. He's a fucking, he's a real one.
We have a moment where we come out of the dark on Skanks.
Yeah, let's see the moment where we come out of the dark. Look at his hand.
No, let's go.
Dude, he seemed so relieved he didn't have to stab somebody just now.
Yeah. He's like, all right.
So wild.
That's when you wrestle masquerade balls.
Damn.
Wait, Shannon, can you pull up him throwing Vic Grimes off the scaffolding? That's just my one. So he had this guy. They did a spot where the guy didn't want to fall. He landed on New Jack's head, fractured his skull, and blinded him in one eye. A year later, they wrestled, and New Jack brought a taser to the ring.
Wait, is this... This was ECW?
No, this is... He's from ECW. This is all post-ECW.
Okay.
So, he's got... He stun guns him.
Oh, no! No! No!
He's supposed to throw him in the ring. Nope. He goes, I was trying to kill him. He tried to throw him to the concrete and kill him.
Holy shit.
Like, I feel like I'm going to find out he had, like, a really good childhood with two parents in a cul-de-sac.
He did not. Yeah.
No, he watched his dad, like, almost
he
kill his mom.
He watched his dad stab his mom while she was holding him.
It was, like, crazy shit.
Wait. And everyone at that match was just cheering.
Yep.
They're like, that's
well, it seems like the most awesome, hardcore moment in history.
Yeah, so he tried to kill him. Had he not bounced, he probably would have died.
Yeah.
Had he not hit that rope and bounced back in, it would have killed him.
That's wild.
Fa-ha-ha-ha. He lived, that guy.
Yeah, and then New Jack climbed down and went, now we even.
He's the man.
Yeah.
Straight up. Like,
people hate New Jack. People are like, oh, he's a piece of shit. But he's got layers.
Yeah.
He's got layers. So RIP New Jack.
Yeah.
We did enjoy having him on the podcast. He was one of the classic Legion of Skanks guests, and he will be missed. So, all right, look, we got to wrap this one. You guys are the shit. Thank you very much, Sydney Gant, Sean Patton. You guys are the best. Go support these motherfuckers. We'll be back on Wednesday. Shannon, who are our guests on Wednesday?
I don't have them confirmed yet. I can tell you who's going to be on Friday.
Who?
Oh, wait. We do have them confirmed. Oh, the Lad Boys.
Nice. Friday?
Yep.
Nice. All right. See you Friday. Wednesday? See you Wednesday.
That's all, folks.